This is Ozarks at Large. Early voting for a special election in Bentonville is underway. Election day proper is April 13th, and voters are being asked to consider a bond extension that would support infrastructure and public safety improvement projects. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Voters are deciding whether to extend an existing city 1 cent sales tax to finance several projects. This is a bond extension previously approved by voters in 2003 and 2007. Bentonville Mayor Stephanie Orman says the proposed projects are needed to support her growing city.
The city of Bentonville is the sixth fastest growing city in the U.S., according to the U.S. Census Bureau. So we are growing, and to meet those challenges with roads and drainage and different issues, we do need the community support to be able to bring these projects to fruition.
Voters will see 9 questions on their ballot. One deals with the extension of the sales and use tax. If approved, the tax will be extended to 2046 and will again authorize the tax to be used to repay bonds and provide funds for ongoing capital improvements. A second question looks at refinancing. For the city to proceed with the current bond financing plan, the existing bonds need to be approved for refunding by the voters. The ballot amount being voted on is $23 million. Refunding the existing bonds and issuing new debt for the remaining amount would allow the city to issue the new bonds using the existing 1% sales tax. Both of these issues must be approved by voters in order to finance the proposed projects. The 7 remaining ballot questions focus on specific projects, and each issue must be approved on its own. One of those issues is seeking approval for nearly $20 million for drainage improvement projects, while another ballot question is focused on generating more than $173 million for street improvements. As part of Bentonville's master street plan, engineers have conducted a citywide need study that identified and ranked projects by safety, congestion reduction, and pedestrian movements, among other factors.
Ultimately, we're trying to move traffic and we're trying to do it in the safest way possible. And so when they hear that and they hear kind of some of the design thoughts behind these things, I think they really start to understand. And we just have to, be proactive in that arena. And that is our number. That is the project that we're requesting the most funding for is transportation and roads.
City officials are also asking voters to consider approving $3.9 million for a fire training and burning facility and $1.65 million for a police training center. Neither of these facilities currently exist in Bentonville.
One of the questions we got was, you know, could there be a regional facility or something that could be shared within the region? And I certainly appreciate that question and understand it. But most of the larger cities around us already have these facilities in place. And the other thing, when you're talking about a training center and you're taking your police or your fire out of your city, they are your emergency responders. And so you do typically like to have them trained in your own city. So if they do have to respond, they're in your city.
If approved by voters, more than $33 million would be directed toward parks and recreation projects. City officials are also planning to direct nearly $5 million for improvements to the public library, which is celebrating its 15th year at its South Main location this fall. Proposed design features include expanding the children's department, reimagining the teen zone, and creating an activity room.
It's meant to be sort of multi-purpose, to where you can do everything from sewing to arts and crafts to robotics and coding in it. And so that it's kind of what the public said they would like to see. And then it also expands with some community and meeting rooms. And then it has, we wanted to incorporate the outdoors into our public library. That's very important to us in this area. And I always tell people, we are the natural state. So incorporating that's always a good thing. And so it has some opportunity to do expansion outdoors as well.
City officials have created a website with information about the election and are hosting public meetings. Mayor Orman says she hopes they've been as transparent as possible about the process and have provided voters with the necessary information.
About 75% of infrastructure is funded by the local municipality. And so I think that's another really important piece of this. We do need the community support, and we're trying to put this together with as much information as possible.
The Bentonville special election is scheduled for April 13th. Early voting at the Benton County Clerk's Bentonville office is open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. through Friday, and again on Monday. On Election Day, registered voters can cast their vote from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Bentonville Church of Christ or First Landmark Baptist Church. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
City officials are hosting a public meeting about the bond election at 6 o'clock Thursday evening at the Bentonville Community Center. There will be limited seating for 50 guests. Residents can also register to participate via Zoom. More information about the meeting, as well as details about each ballot question, can be found at bentonvillebond.com.